We are here with David Lopez, which is an ER and a rider from Triumph. David, please explain to us why did Triumph decide to remake the trophy after 10 years?
Well, the trophy, as you know, was the first model that was produced by Triumph in the new era. It was the first model, and for us, has always been an important part of our business. However, we got to a time by the end of the 1999 year 2000 where we had no resources to renew the model, because we knew from the market research that we needed to have a shaft drive, and it was too difficult to do a complete new engine with a shaft drive, and we wanted to concentrate in expanding the models in different directions. So we knew this part of the business was important for us, and when we had the time to do it, we retook this concept, especially after knowing that all our dealer network, when we're specifically asked which model would you want to have in the range, they always said number one, a trophy with a shaft drive.
And what makes so different the trophy from the competitors nowadays?
Well, the trophy, as you know, is a three-cylinder engine, which in itself makes it quite unique in the class. There is no other three-cylinder engine. In the good qualities of the triple is that you can get very smooth power delivery and a very flat torque curve. So with this in mind, we thought these qualities of this engine were ideal for this kind of bike. And when you ride a bike, this is one of the first things that you notice. You have this very full engine that has an excellent clean power delivery. So this is an important part of the trophy. And in my opinion, the part that we have developed the most is the chassis. And what we have done is to have a chassis that is, as you can expect on this kind of bike, is progressive and is neutral, but very important. It can be very good fun to ride. It needs to be an exciting bike. And when you come off the bike, you think, I didn't expect this to handle so well.
And we also have to say that it's completely new, the chassis, and it is in aluminium.
Yeah, it's an aluminium chassis. It's the lightest in its class. It's only 11 kilos. It uses the engine itself as a stiff part of the structure. And the result, in my opinion, is excellent, much better than we expected. And one of the feedbacks that has been more commonly said in this launch is that the bike handles extremely well, and you can never feel that the bike is the weight that it is.
That's true. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.